Over the last week, we have all had a lot to digest in the report from the Premier's Economic Recovery Team. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on the future of the province so far. As a father of three children, as your Premier, and as a proud Newfoundlander and Labradorian, I too feel the gravity of our fiscal reality. I share your determination to take action. As the COVID-19 pandemic has shown, we are resilient, and government can indeed respond quickly. Thank you to Dame Moya Green and all the members of the experienced team for volunteering their time. This report should be the loudest bell to be heard throughout Newfoundland and Labrador. This is the pivotal moment in our collective history. The problem is clearly laid out before us. We are not on a sustainable path. Our debt sits at over $47 billion. And for a population of over 500,000 people, that is simply an unbearable load. As the report points out, for that same population, we have over 800 government buildings, 259 schools for 63,000 children, more than 180 healthcare facilities, and over 9,000 kilometers of paved roads, more than the entire Trans-Canada Highway from St. John's to Vancouver. A lot of numbers, painting a clear picture. Many of the issues we are dealing with have their roots in the fact that we are still operating with a population model from the 1970s. We're talking 50 years ago. A time when our province had six children for every senior. Now, we have almost two seniors for every child. And that just doesn't work in 2021. My friends, the world has changed, and so has Newfoundland and Labrador. So are we now prepared to do what we know we must do? I know you, the people of the province, are intelligent and know that we need to act quickly. These urgent actions include things like raising taxes on those who can afford it, eliminating bonuses and reviewing salaries to protect jobs, evaluating the future of Nalcor and our future positions in oil equity, investing in technology, innovation, and the green economy, amalgamating health authorities, creating a new deal with Memorial University, and examining the purpose of school districts that continue to keep empty schools open. This is bigger than any political party, period. The decisions will be collectively ours as to where we go from here, but they must be informed decisions because we know they will be hard ones. This approach needs to be fair and balanced, built on principled ethical action. A moral covenant to act based on answering one fundamental question. Not is this decision good for me or my group, but is it good for the future of the province? Through consultations, everyone has the opportunity to add their voice. My friends, we all knew this was coming. But as we step forward to correct our dire financial situation, it is a step in the right direction.